Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with a company update from Mountain Boy Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTB, and now also trading on the OTCQB market under the symbol MBYMF. That QB listing just went live March 10th, so last week. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Lawrence Rolston. Lawrence, I want to follow up on a couple news releases that came out earlier this month in March. We're going to start on a couple other projects. You and I have talked a lot about the American Creek project. We will get some more information there, but first, let's talk about this Thea project. Now, the company on March 8th released some high-grade silver surface samples at this Thea project. One of the recent grab samples was 39 kilograms per ton silver. So very high grade here. These are just surface samples. Give us a little bit more color. A, on the Thea project and the goals behind this surface program, please.
Yeah, Corey, great to be here again. And hello, everybody. Look, we decided to go after the Thea project, and it was part of a program that we initiated a few months ago to kind of reassess a lot of work that's been done in the Golden Triangle area. And over the past few decades, there's been a huge amount of work done up there, but it was done by various companies on little bits and pieces scattered around. So we've been pulling all that together, looking at it. And in particular, we noticed that some of the really impressive silver results from years gone by were kind of overlooked at the time. And we saw Thea, that area, and there'd been a lot of work done for gold, and some of the gold numbers were pretty encouraging, but there were silver numbers that were really impressive. And so we went out last summer, we followed up on, you know, confirmed some of the earlier sampling, took our own samples, and we got some really good results. Certainly encouraged us to lock down a big property and really devote some attention to it. So it's a big area, and that particular area that we focused on, we've now extended between the results that we got and the earlier results. There's a 500-meter zone that has generated some very high-grade numbers in silver on surface. So we really want to focus on that. We're pulling together some old geophysical information and other work to give us more context. And it's going to be a big part of what we do next summer. It'll be still a secondary project for us, but one that is looking more and more exciting every day as we pull all this various information together.
So when you say next summer, do you mean this summer? Is there a potential to be drilling at this project this summer?
We've submitted an application for drilling this coming summer, and we're going to get out there as soon as we can, you know, do more work on surface, continue evaluating the work that's been done. And we're hoping by the end of summer that we will have targets lined up and the permit in place, and that this can be a second drill program for us for this coming summer.
Okay. Lawrence, can you give us a little more color on what's around this Thea project in the Golden Triangle? Look, there's a lot of companies that are up in the Golden Triangle. I think it does help to isolate the kind of general area in the Golden Triangle that this Thea project is in.
Yeah, it's the southeastern part of it, an area that hasn't had a lot of attention in the past. Hecla has a huge property immediately south of us, so we're bordering on the Hecla project. And a junior called Fury has Homestake Ridge, which has a resource, which is immediately beside us on the south. And then the Red Mountain deposit, which is being developed by Ascot, is directly west and northwest of where we are. So it's that part of the triangle. There's a lot of really good looking deposits in that area, and it hasn't had a lot of attention. So we were able to pick up a large property position. We staked part of it. We did agreements with three separate entities to acquire blocks and pull together that property.
All right, let's also talk about the Southmore project. This news release came out March 3rd. Some more surface samples, more focused on copper this time, and surface samples that went up as high as over 12% copper values here. give us a little background on the Southmore Project and, again, what this program was all about.
Well, a very similar story that, you know, in looking over results from previous work, and this is going back 2 years now, but we saw an area that generated some very good numbers in the early 90s. And this was after the Eskay discovery, and companies were going all over the Golden Triangle looking for the next Eskay. And they, you know, took a lot of samples, did a lot of work. The assessment reports are all there. And we saw some really interesting numbers. And there had been no work since the early 90s. So we were up there summer before last and again last summer. And, you know, pulled together a property. It's between Galore, the Galore Creek project of Teck and Newmont. And then south of us is Enduro's project, where they're getting some very, very encouraging results. It's more a porphyry copper gold kind of environment. And yeah, we're certainly seeing evidence of large systems on the property. And we got some really encouraging surface samples. So we'll be working on that this coming summer. And again, we've applied for a drill permit. And we'll see how it goes this summer if we get to the point where we've got clearly defined drill targets. You know, that is possibly another drill program for us this coming summer.
So, Lawrence, when it comes to historic work at Southmore, it sounds like you are at least using that maybe a little bit more than Thea, in the sense that it's along the same lines that some of those exploration companies were thinking. So what kind of work are you using in terms of the historic drilling and historic exploration that's been used here?
Well, there's a lot of assessment reports that have been done on bits and pieces of it. And the bigger geological picture, we're kind of combining our geological understanding with the properties all around us, getting, you know, I think really for the first time, seeing the big picture on the geology and recognizing that there's something there of real significance. It's early stages yet, but, you know, we're in that environment that hosts the Galore Creek deposit, which is, you know, a very, very substantial deposit. So we're a long ways from saying we've got a Galore, but we're in an environment where that kind of situation is permissive. So we're really encouraged by that. The first part of the program will be more prospecting, you know, geological mapping, sampling. And then the other thing we're doing is we'll be doing some geophysics, some airborne geophysics. In fact, over the next couple of months, before the field season starts, we'll have the geophysics completed. And that will help us tie together the results of the earlier field work. So we'll have a very good starting position for this coming summer.
Okay. Well, either way, there could be two more drill programs going on at this company. Let's talk about American Creek then, and let's talk about looking ahead to the drill program for this year. What insights can you give us on what the goals are going to be and where you're going to be attacking on the American Creek project?
Well, we're going to be continuing the program that we started last year. You know, we went into the drill program expecting we were going to get about 20 holes completed, and we got a late start. We had some technical problems that we got, you know, and then we got to the end of the season. We only got 10 holes completed, only five of them on the Mount Boy side. And even there, we drilled three targets. So we got a lot of really important geological information. We certainly understand the structural orientation better. We see the orientation of the veins, and we'll be incorporating all of the information we gained from the drilling that we did this past year to the upcoming drill program. So we're in a much better position now to get a good start on drilling, and we're pushing to start as soon as we possibly can as the season gets underway this year.
So when it comes to cash to finance these drill programs, where's the company sitting in terms of funding?
Well, we've got about $3 million of working capital, and that's enough to get us certainly a really good start on a program. You know, if that's all we had, we could, from that, you know, attack three projects, and we should be able to get some results out of that. And, you know, if we get a response on the share price and the market is right, then we'll augment that and we'll expand the programs from there.
Okay. So I guess just in summary, then you could have three drill programs going this summer up in the Golden Triangle at three different projects. But the focus still is, you could say, primarily on American Creek. It's a bit more advanced. And, well, you're following up on last year's results too, right? So the focus still on American Creek, but also with two other drill programs potentially ongoing as well.
That is correct. American Creek is absolutely our flagship project. We see enormous potential there. We're building off the historic Mountain Boy mine, and we've got a large area with demonstrated mineralization. So there's excellent potential there, and we're going to continue work on that. That's our main project, and we'll be through this coming season.
Okay. Well, Lawrence, in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Mountain Boy Minerals, and if anybody has any follow-up questions for Lawrence regarding any of these projects we discussed, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Lawrence, I appreciate the update. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Look forward to the next chat.